In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. I want to congratulate all of you today for celebrating this glorious feast, the Feast of the Epiphany, and this feast that we all commemorate in it, the baptism of the Lord Christ. And baptism for us is not an event that happened once in our life, and then this is something from the past. Actually, all of the blessings that we enjoy comes from this day, the day of our baptism with the Lord Christ. المعمودية بالنسبة لنا مش حدث حصل وخلص. كل البركات اللي احنا بنتمتع فيها بعلاقتنا بالله جاية من المعمودية. And this is something that we are going to talk about today in few words about the graces that we received from or through baptism. We know that we are saved by grace. The difference between us and the non-apostolic churches is that they believe that faith is just something you declare by your mouth, an idea that in your mind, and then everything comes to you in a way that's hidden or unseen. But meanwhile, we believe that grace, we receive it in baptism and receive grace through the sacraments. We come with our parents to the day of our baptism as human beings born from the flesh. We are children to our own parents, and we are aliens to God. We are not counted among His people because we are born under the sin of Adam and Eve that made all humans away from the kingdom. And we go out from the baptism receiving many graces. I will speak in short about four of them. We receive the new man. We are forgiven from our sins. We become members in the body of Christ. And we are counted among the children of God. احنا بنيجي المعمودية في يوم المعمودية بتاعت كل واحد فينا زي ما كل أطفال بنيجي غرباء عن الله. كل واحد فينا محسوب ده ابن فلان ده ابن فلان. احنا في الوقت ده جايين للمعمودية محكوم علينا ان احنا مولودين تحت الخطية وبنخرج من المعمودية دي واخدين نعمة. النعمة احنا ما عملناش حاجة, مجرد احنا قبلنا المعمودية بنخرج بأربع بركات. أول حاجة فيهم الإنسان الجديد, ثاني حاجة مغفرة الخطايا, ثالث حاجة أعضاء في جسد المسيح, ورابع حاجة أولاد لله. The first grace we receive is the new man. The Lord Christ made it clear when He spoke with Nicodemus in John chapter 3 about the importance of this new man. If we are not going to change, to become born from the Spirit, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. He said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. So here the Lord makes it very clear. We have to change. We are born from the will of two people who married together, so we came from flesh and blood. But in this status, we cannot enter the kingdom of God. We are not equipped to live in heaven with this flesh that's mortal. The only way for us that we change and we acquire a new nature, become this new man that's born from the Spirit. You cannot be a spiritual being unless you are baptized. And this is a fact. People who think that we can be spiritual just by meditation, by thinking about the Lord Christ without baptism, actually, this idea is not biblical, and you will find themselves here in conflict with what the Lord Christ said. Those who believed in Him and were baptized, they are not born of the flesh or the will of man or from blood. They are now born from the Spirit. Accordingly, they become spiritual beings. And also because this new man, we want to identify how he looks like, then we hear St. Paul speak to the Ephesians saying, and that you put on the new man, how this new man look like, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. All of the virtues that we practice now comes from this idea that we acquire the new man in the day of our baptism. All what we can do, living Christ-like life, comes from this new man that we received in the day of our baptism. And who is this new man? St. Paul makes it more clear when he spoke to the Galatians and said, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. So this new man is Christ Himself. We go out from baptism. I am not the same person. Yes, families, they receive the children as the same, but in God's eyes, they are all Christ-like. Because we receive this new man, then what happens is what happened in the same way with the Lord Christ. Heaven was opened. It was always opened for him. But this is to tell us that in the day of our baptism, when we receive the new man, heaven will be opened for us as well. We hear this in the Gospel of St. Luke. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized, and while he prayed, the heaven was opened. When we come to the church before our baptism, the heaven is closed for us, have no place. But when we receive baptism, then we put on the new man, heaven perceive us as Christ, and the heaven will be open to us. يبقى أول نعمة من نعم المعمودية هي نعمة الإنسان الجديد المولود من الماء والروح, الإنسان الروحاني. مش ممكن إنسان جسد ودم يورث السماء. السماء مش معمولة عشان يعيش فيها حد مرتل, لازم اللي يعيش في السماء يبقى حد غير قابل للموت. الوحيد الغير قابل للموت هو المسيح. طب احنا نعمل ايه؟ نعمل ايه عشان نوصل للحالة دي؟ نلبس المسيح. بنلبس المسيح فين؟ في المعمودية. اليوم اللي بنيجي فيه نتعمد بنلبس الإنسان الجديد. الإنسان الجديد ده قلنا عليه علمنا بولس الرسول, أنتم الذين اعتمدتم بالمسيح قد لبستم المسيح. عشان كده يوم المعمودية بتاعت المسيح السماء اتفتحت. هي اتفتحت ليه؟ ما مفتوحة قدامه طول الوقت. عمر السماء ما اتقفلت عشان المسيح, لكن اتفتحت لينا عشان كل واحد يعرف ان احنا لما بنتعمد نفس الحكاية بتحصل. السماء بتتفتح عشان تقول لنا ان احنا دلوقتي اصبحنا لينا مكان, لينا فرصة ان احنا نوصل تاني للسماء. The second grace we receive is the forgiveness of sins. Baptism is not just a symbol. It's not an act of a certain rite that we just by which we declare to other people that we are Christians. No. It is in it that we receive forgiveness. How? We hear this in the book of Acts. When the people asked St. Peter what we should do, those unbelievers, they came and they listened to the sermon and they were moved by the act of the Holy Spirit inside them. They asked what we should be doing. He answered them, repent, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. It is this baptism that makes us to be cleansed from the original sin that we inherited from Adam, give us the new nature. Also in the same, along the same line, we see Ananias who baptized St. Paul, says to him, and now why are you waiting? Arise, be baptized and wash away your sins. So baptism washes sins, very clear. And this is what we still recite now in the creed when we say we believe in one baptism for the remission of sins. If I'm not baptized, then the sin that I inherited from my forefathers is still not forgiven. So how we keep this status of being forgiven? We continue after this with repentance, partaking of the sacrament of the Eucharist. النعمة التانية اللي بناخدها في المعمودية نعمة مغفرة الخطايا. لما الناس جم في يوم الخمسين وسمعوا وعظة معلمنا بطرس فسألوه ماذا نعمل أيها الرجال الإخوة؟ الإجابة كانت إيه؟ توبوا وليعتمد كل واحد فيكم على اسم المسيح لمغفرة الخطايا. مغفرة الخطايا مرتبطة بالمعمودية, عشان كده في سفر الأعمال كل بني آدم آمن اعتمد. المعمودية مش منظر بس, مش حاجة كده من الخارج, لا. نفس الحكاية برضو لما بولس قابل المسيح وبعد كده تحول شاول بقى بولس, لما راح لحنانيا في دمشق حنانيا قال له ايه؟ قال له قوم اعتمد واغسل خطاياك. مقابلته مع المسيح ما كانتش كفاية, مش مجرد ان هو قابل المسيح في الموضوع خلص يعني, لا, دي كانت البداية وبعد كده نال مغفرة الخطايا عن طريق المعمودية. ده اللي احنا بنقوله في قانون الإيمان, احنا نؤمن بمعمودية واحدة لمغفرة الخطايا. The third grace is becoming members in the body of Christ. St. Paul says speaks about a situation that we cannot enjoy the resurrection unless we are united with Christ. He says to the Romans this, for if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. So how can we attain this? How can we be united with Christ? Now there is a solution. Death will not prevail over us because there is a solution. I can be united with Christ. when and where will this happen? Then we hear him also saying to the Romans, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So our unity with Christ happens when we accept to die with him in baptism. Our salvation is related to this act of accepting to die. It's not only once, it starts in baptism and continues all through. We live as dead people to sin, but living always to Christ and to the life of righteousness. And also St. Paul stated to the Corinthians along the same line, for by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body. What makes you a member in the body of Christ? Your baptism. Baptism blends you into this body. And also in the Ephesians we hear, there is one body, one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. If baptism is something that's not as serious, then why St. Paul in the same sentence we speak about one body and one Lord speak about one baptism? This is to signify the importance of this great sacrament, how becoming members in the body of Christ. He says to the Ephesians, for we are members of his body, of his flesh and of his bone. That intimate becomes the relationship. Also, when we hear that we are the temple of the living God, he is not saying temples. He speaks about one temple. And what this temple is? The body of Christ. We are all making one single temple. This is the body of Christ. When does this happen? When we receive this membership, it happens during our baptism. النعمة الثالثة هي نعمة إن إحنا نبقى أعضاء في جسد المسيح. إحنا اتفقنا إن عشان نبقى نقدر نقوم يحصل لنا حالة القيامة دي لازم نتحد بالمسيح عشان هو الوحيد المعطي القيامة. إحنا بنقول له كده لأنك أنت قيامتنا كلنا. طب إزاي نتحد بيه؟ معلمنا بولس يقول كده، إن إحنا اتحدنا معاه إزاي؟ دفننا معه في المعمودية، لما اتدفننا معاه فاتحدنا بيه في المية، أكننا متنا معاه، فلما خرجنا الجسد بتاعنا ده أصبح له قابلية أنه يقوم في يوم القيامة، يقوم في اليوم الأخير. يبقى القيامة مرتبطة بالموت مع المسيح، والموت ده بيحصل فين؟ في يوم المعمودية بتاعتنا. كمان يقول لأهل كورنثوس، إحنا اعتمدنا إلى جسد واحد اللي بيخلينا كلنا نبقى في جسد المسيح المعمودية، مش مجرد الفكرة يعني، مش إن أنا مجرد إن أنا أقول إن أنا أمنت بالمسيح أصبحت عضو فيه، لازم أتعمد. عشان كده معلمنا بولس يقول إحنا عظم من عظم وعظم، لحم من لحم وعظم من عظام. كلمة اللي اتقالت على حواء بتتقال كمان على الكنيسة. لما تسمعوا كلمة أنتم هيكل الله، ما بيقولش هياكل الله باي ذا واي، لأن إحنا مش هياكل، إحنا كلنا بنعمل هيكل واحد. مين الهيكل ده؟ المسيح. وإحنا كل واحد فينا عبارة عن جزء في الهيكل ده. The last grace we talk about today is becoming children of God. People are children to God in three different levels. The first level, as human beings, we are His creation. So we can call in a way ourselves children to God on this level. There is a level that's unique to Christ, being the only begotten Son. Because He is from the nature of the Father, He comes from Him by birth. This is a special and a unique kind of sonship to God. The third one is what we enjoy now. We are children to God through Christ. What do I mean by this? When Christ was baptized, what happened? We said heaven was opened, and then what happened? And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, you are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased. In the same way also, your baptism, the same voice comes that you are now my beloved Son. You become a son to God if you are a member in the body of Christ, and Christ is the Son of God, then we are God's children by adoption. Because we are in the body of Christ, then we enjoy this status of becoming children through the body of Christ. And then, if we are children, then we enjoy the heir of the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is not a reward for the good people. It is inheritance. What is the difference between the inheritance and the reward? The reward can be given to any good person. If a man owns a factory or a company and he wants to give some kind of rewards for the best employees, he can give it to anyone. But when this man wants to give inheritance, he gives only this inheritance to his children. That's why we hear this is often about the kingdom of God. It's the heir of the kingdom of God. Miras malakot as-samawat. He says, St. Paul to the Romans, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. He says, Abba, Father. Father is the name that the Greek can say to God, and Abba is what the Jews say to him. So Jews or Greek, everybody can call God Father once we are in his body. So we enjoy all of these blessings through baptism. Today you are not celebrating something that happened in the life of the Lord Christ or an occasion that happened once in our lifetime. We celebrate a life that changed once for us and will change at all times, enjoying all of these graces that we received at the time of our baptism. آخر نعمة هي أن احنا نتحسب ضمن أولاد الله. أولاد الله دول ثلاث مستويات. المستوى الأولاني إحنا كبني آدمين يعني نقدر نقول إن إحنا أولاد ربنا لأن ربنا خلقنا. المستوى الثاني مستوى المسيح الابن الوحيد اللي من نفس الجوهر الآب. المستوى الثالث بقى إن إحنا ربنا يتبنانا. يتبنانا يعني إيه؟ إحنا بقينا أعضاء في جسد المسيح. فالآب لما بيبص علينا بيبص علينا شفنا مين؟ شفنا المسيح. عشان كده كلمة الملكوت دايما يبقى معاها كلمة الميراث. السماء مش مكافأة الناس الكويسين يا أحباء، السماء ميراث البنين. عشان كده الأسئلة اللي أحيانا الناس تسألها، لو واحد كويس قوي وفي دين تاني وما بيأمنش بالمسيح خش السماء؟ لو أنت عايز تورث يعني عندك مليون دولار عايز تورثهم، هتورثهم لجارك الراجل الكويس اللي أخلاقه حلوة ولا هتورثهم لأولادك؟ هتورث لابنك. السماء ميراث، عشان كده اللي يتمتع بيها هم البنين. وإحنا كلنا خدنا روح التبني ده لما كلنا اعتمدنا وأصبحنا أعضاء في جسد المسيح. إحنا النهاردة مش بنحتفل بمناسبة حاجة حصلت وخلصت أو موضوع في حياتنا كان في يوم من الأيام وخلص، لا، ده كل بركات اللي إحنا فيها دلوقتي هي عمل المعمودية في حياتنا. May the Lord always keep this grace, these graces always active and always enjoying our membership in the body of Christ, to whom is the glory forever and ever. Amen.